Bald and blonde. Welcome to the Mindset Evolution podcast. Hear about tips, tricks, skills, tools, inspiration, mental hygiene. Know what you want and how to create what you desire to achieve predictable results and create a content life wherever you are. And here are your hosts, Kathy Tate and Daisy Papp.
And hello, everybody. Welcome back to Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution. I'm Kathy Tate, the Bald Warrior, your host from Australia. And with me is Daisy Papp, your host from Florida Keys. Hi, Daisy.
Hi, Kathy. Hello, world. Hello, future. And hello, past.
Yes, we are embracing the globe.
That is what we do.
All the time zones.
Yes, that's so wonderful. Love doing that.
So, Daisy, we have a really great topic today that I have been busting to talk about because it's one of my purposes with the Bald Warrior movement. So the topic today is social norms. I really want to get into it in today's episode because it's so important to me, and what I feel had a very strong effect on me my whole life was having to live up to these social norms around body image and beauty. And I wanted so much to look normal and feel like everybody else that I hid myself under wigs for 30 years. I look back at some of the things I did, I can't believe it now. Yeah. But I know also that there are millions of women out there doing it right now.
Sure, sure. I did it. I did it in different ways, but yes, I did it.
Yes.
Social norms, what a great topic. Thank you for throwing that one on me. It's very exciting. Social norms. Let's start with one part of it. What is normal?
Yes. Great point.
So let's start here. So what is normal and based on what? Because that's where we lead then to the social norms. So what is normal is something that on average fits into a specific box.
Yes.
In a specific place of time, era, tradition, culture. And now let's start with me. I was born in Germany some moons ago. And in that time of age, it was very unusual that a German woman would marry a Hungarian man who was my father. That was already almost out of the norm. And then my mom expected me to be a boy. And then da-da-da-da.
Not a boy.
The bundle of joy. Nope. The bundle of joy arrived. And here I was, and my mom did not have a girl's name because she didn't even think about it.
Oh.
So now you know that Daisy is not really a German name.
I hadn't actually thought about that, but yes, I guess you're right.
Back in those days, the child of a German mother and a Hungarian father and an English first name, that was unheard of.
Wow.
And for me, that was the norm because everyone called me Daisy. Then I started to write. I started learning how the letters to draw and so forth. And then the Y, I always like the Y at the end because it's such a rare letter. You don't really see it oftentimes in a German paper or a book or something like that. And then I went to kindergarten and then all the children were there to write down their names and nobody could read my name. Oh. And then they said, "What's that?" I said, "Daisy? I never heard of that. How can you be called Daisy Duck?" So Duck, there it went. So I was Daisy Duck. Now my last name is Papp. By sound, Daisy Duck or Daisy Papp, there's a little similarity. And then because of that, I got the belief, oh my goodness, now I look like a duck. And then I went in front of the mirror, right, and looked at my lips, but that were not ducky at all. They're still not. And then I looked at my booty. Is it kind of ducky? I was born in an era completely under circumstances out of the norm.
Yeah.
Now, on top of that, my father was an inventor and was ahead of time with all his really security devices and so forth, the electronic toys that we had at home, the hands and the radio switched on, or you walked by and the lights switched on. I'm talking early 1970, just before you were born, sweetie.
Way ahead of his time.
And so that was unnormal. And in the neighborhood, we were not fitting so well in the norm. But now let's go back. What's normal? And who says it's normal?
Yes.
The peer pressure, right?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. It does come back to that, I think, because you're right when you say what is normal and it's the average. So that means that if you have 100 people, then half of them are going to behave in this similar way and that becomes the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there's always going to be people on the extremes, people that aren't like the norm, whether by choice or not. There are people that are outside the norms.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what I struggled with because for me, it was not by choice.
Yes.
And I felt powerless to it.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way I could try and take my power back at the time was to look as much like the norm as I could. And that's what I thought was the right thing to do. In fact, it was the opposite of what was the right thing to do for me. I finally figured that out, of course.
I'm so glad that you did, because in the past you adjusted. You wanted to adjust and be more like them to fit in.
I wanted to fit in because I'd never fit in. Because I have, of course, my own childhood story of social norms. And not only did I look different because of the hair loss and was teased and so had that element, I was also being experimented on by doctors.
That is horrible.
Try and fix me. So that was another whole element to the mindset that I was a freak. I believed that about myself. What a horrible thing for a little person to grow up believing.
Horrible. Horrible.
You know, and I couldn't articulate that thought.
No.
Let alone share it with an adult to help me through it. But it's rooted in social norms.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And peer pressure and people not accepting others for the way they are, but wanting them to be a different way. For what? To satisfy what they think is normal.
Yes. And now here comes the point. So what is normal? I would like to go into a different culture for a moment. So in India, they have one specific hand with which they eat when they don't use silverware. There are specific areas and that's the norm. Now, you and I in the Western world, although you are east of India, southeast of India, but in the Western world, we think that's not normal. But for them, that's very normal. So therefore, it becomes already clear that these social norms are artificial. It's not something like that is ruled like gravity.
Right.
You have gravity in Australia.
Yes.
We have it in India. We have it here in the Florida Keys. We have it in Seattle. We have it everywhere. In Hawaii, Germany.
Which further means they're created by man and it's localized to their neighborhood, to their culture, to their community,
mm-hmm.
but also spreads further to the country, the nation.
Yes. I'm so with you on that breaking social norms or bridging. I'm not so much about breaking. I'm always about building bridges. That's my attitude. So instead of judging the other why they do what they're doing, why they do what they do, have a look and ask questions. Now, when I ask questions, I get data.
Yes.
And then I can form an opinion.
Yes, for sure.
An acquaintance of mine growing up here in the United States, and he was raised in an area that was extremely racist. And he, as a child, he never understood. And for him, it was horrible.
Of course.
And when he grew up, he really looked into that and he said, this is not right. And he's the most embracing person I know in my closer field of acquaintances.
Yeah.
He's open.
Yeah.
So I would go back even further. When you were born, did you choose your eye color, skin pigmentation, height, your genetics?
Well, no, I kind of think that's a bit of a genetic lottery, isn't it?
You got it from your parents, right? Genetically.
Yes.
But you didn't choose it. You, Kathy, did not choose it.
No. No.
So therefore, you, Kathy, did not choose to lose your hair.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay. So that's great news. So therefore, how can you possibly be judged when you lose your hair? I know that humans out there are different, but it's the peer pressure. Because everything that is not the norm, now let's go back to the reptilian brain for a second. Everything that's outside of the norm could be a threat.
Yes, that's right. It creates fear. And I'm sure that was part of it in the teasing, is that other children, if they're scared or unsure or uncertain of something, their instinct is to make a joke about it. And that's just what children do. And as an adult, it's very easy to understand that and to look back and see that a lot of what affected me, had I the knowledge I have now, I wouldn't have. I think that part of these things happening to us is certainly a journey in learning about yourself and others. But I also think it's important to address that social norms are often unreasonable. And for those people on the extremes especially, have a hard time coping with them because of whatever it is for them. For me, it was my hair. For you, you had a funny mix of parents and an English name where it was unheard of. And for somebody else, it will be whatever it is for them. And I think that the only way to change these things is to change it at community level. And that's the point I want to make, is that we can accept that there are these social norms, or we can ask questions, we can be talking to people, we can be teaching people, think outside of these norms. Let's not be sheep any longer.
Mm-hmm.
We have these brains. Let's teach our children to use their brains and not learn by rote. Oh, for God's sake. Somebody's got to change. That's a whole nother episode, isn't it?
I think it goes back. What can parents teach their children? Only what they already know. And now you hit the nail on the head, because it's about education.
Yes.
Now, the more educated people get and become, and today, ignorance is a choice.
That's right. Information is much freer than it's ever been in our history right now. So I think you're right. Unless you absolutely had no access to any technology.
That's possible too.
Then other than that, then yes, I think that ignorance is a choice. Yes.
So, and therefore, I think when we start educating people, not you and I, but we as a human community, we start sharing our own experience. And then we also listen and receive more knowledge. And then we can brainstorm about it. And then we can understand it. When I wrote the book, The Island Model, that's exactly about that. Why are other people doing things the way they do it? And why do I do things the way I do it? And who says the one is better than the other?
Yes.
No one can really judge that.
Yes.
Because in specific cultures or in specific geographics, specific habits are the norm.
Yeah.
Look, here people walk in flip-flops all day long, even when they could dress up kind of nicer. But here people go fishing, they go snorkeling, they go diving, they go to the beach. It's warm, it's hot. We have 360 days, sunny days, probably. Maybe it's only 340. Okay, I was exaggerating. But here the norm is, oh, here this is the normal. You can go with flip-flops to the theater. For me, this is unconscionable.
Oh, it's the norm in Australia too. Like, we don't call them flip-flops. We have a real name for them. But yeah, they're the norm here too.
Sandals.
No, thongs. Sandals are different.
Oh, okay. Okay, thongs. Okay, so in Germany, they don't allow you into the theater unless it's maybe somewhere where it's an open air thingy. No, you dress up for the theater. You dress up because the people who were rehearsing for months to create this play and put it on stage, we honor them.
Yes.
So for me, it was really interesting. We have this cute little community theater here, and I like to volunteer to support the culture that we have. And so I went and volunteered, and I looked at the men, especially with shorts, fishing shirts, and flip-flops, thongs in Australia. They go to the theater. But let's look beyond that social norms. At the end of the day, What really matters is a person has a good heart or they do not have a good heart. If they're people with a good heart, does it really matter at the end of the day if they're wearing thongs or flip-flops? If they have hair or don't have hair? Do they have teeth or don't have teeth? Are they short? Are they tall? Whatever their skin pigmentation is, do they have blue eyes, green eyes, black eyes? No, it does not really matter.
Of course not, because it's a genetic lottery. We'll get what we get.
That's it.
And there's not much we can do about that. Yeah.
But even what happens later on in life, let's say a person had an accident and now they have only one leg left.
Mm.
And then, okay, something must have happened to them.
Yes. I would even venture to say that trauma probably made them a better person, because trauma does tend to evolve us.
Yeah, oftentimes.
But we're off track. social norms. I think it's a really interesting conversation, especially to have with our families. And I urge you out there, listeners, to do that, to talk with your kids and your friends and your loved ones about social norms and encourage others to have open minds, because you don't know what's really going on sometimes in people's lives. I know that when children are bullied, they often never say anything. When teenagers being peer pressured, really rare for them to tell their parents. Mm-hmm. So have these conversations within the family.
Also, ask questions, ask the question in your own head. So where do social norms actually come from? Why do I do that? Because everybody did it. So start asking and start investigating. Why are the things the way they are? Why do we celebrate this, but we don't celebrate that? Why do others don't celebrate anything? Then it's okay. And we can all be peaceful with the beautiful differences we display on this beautiful, colorful earth.
I think that's a big part of the beauty.
Absolutely.
The beauty of the earth is how unique and varied we are. Like, we're quite amazing. If you take a step back from the human species for a minute and look at us, we're a multitude of variation. It's incredible how different but similar we can be. And I think that differences should be celebrated and not feared. And I think that's probably a huge part of what needs to be changed in the world.
I do believe that the root of it is when we go down, really, that will be another episode, but when we go down to love, am I behaving in a loving way? And if I'm behaving in a loving way, no matter if somebody's walking towards me with hair, without hair, with one leg or no legs, in a wheelchair, or somebody comes on a horse, or somebody comes on a Harley, or then it does not matter anymore. When I'm behaving as the human being, the generous, gentle, creative, genius human being I was born to be, when I can behave that way, then social norms will not be a pressure anymore. Then, of course, when I go to the opera, I'm going to choose my outfit accordingly. But I don't do it because of them. I do it for me.
Yes.
To honor the event.
Yeah, absolutely. And on my side of that, I tattooed my head for me. I didn't do it to make a statement to the world. I did it because I wanted to do it for myself. Mm-hmm. It was part of my own journey. And the fact that people take it another way is fine, because it starts the conversation.
And again, when they ask you a question, you're an open book.
Yes.
You're happy to share.
Yes.
So now those who listen to us, and those who know Kathy or have seen her, or members in our Facebook group, the Dream Life Creators, you already have built a relation with Kathy. But those out there who listen to us for the first time, go and have a look. And would you have ever thought how Kathy looks like or how I look like? Because there's a reason why we're called bald and blonde, right? Inside of us, inside the shell that we call body, can be so many treasures. And they can be found. And I do believe if we put that on a high task and say, okay, I'm going to dig for the treasures that are in this other person, instead of using prejudice, because this person looks like that, or this person works here, or the other person does not work. Human to human, let's go to the basics. There's this researcher, he's a Brazilian, I forgot his name, and he made research about human needs globally.
Yeah.
And these human needs are everywhere the same. No matter, was it in Brazil, was it in Australia, was it in Asia, was it in Alaska, no matter, was it male or female, no matter the age group.
Yeah.
There are specific human needs. They're all the same. And when we look at them and focus on that, and then we can still decide, okay, I want to participate in this tradition or in this cultural society, then I freely choose to do it. But then it's not a pressure anymore.
Yeah.
That's how we can flip it around.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm not trying to say that all social norms are bad. I'm just trying to open the discussion, because I think a lot of them put pressure on people and we don't realize because we're so used to them, because that's what norms are. They're normal, they're out ordinary. And when it isn't that easy for somebody, it can be a real struggle. And often our struggles are silent.
Mm-hmm.
So let's make sure we talk,
yes, people.
Let's talk and connect with each other.
And investigate, ask questions. And you are the one, every single one out there can be the one who starts asking questions to themselves and then start to search for answers.
Yes.
And only then you can spread it into the world. Then you can teach it. Then you can put it out as a discussion.
Yeah.
Really? And why do people have to do that when they're 14? Why do the 16-year-old need to do that? Well, the media also plays a big role in that. But we can also disconnect from this pressure by strengthening our inner self, the inner world.
Yes, and actually I'm glad you mentioned that, because the media does play a very big role, and especially within the body image social norm that I struggled with. And I think that we're finally seeing some changes, but I still think that we have a ways to go, and we need to encourage our daughters and our sons to be confident and to be people, and not to focus on how we look and how we dress and fashion and all the shallow things. I really want to help you guys out there grow up the next generation to be people who care about each other and the world. And let's really raise a generation of thinkers and doers and people who will evolve the human race, because we can't keep going the way we are. And of course, that's a whole nother subject as well.
Yes. And when we look inside and we start identifying ourselves with our behavior, then it doesn't matter if you're walking in the Gucci shoes or with the Louis Vuitton handbag, or you arrive with your private jet, or you arrive with your bicycle with no shoes because you don't own any. Because when we look at the behavior, then we can distance ourselves that I need to have that handbag to be cool, or I need to have that specific car to be in or to be accepted. No, behavior is all that matters. Behavior is all that matters, period. That's my social norm.
I agree, Daisy. And on that note, I think we'll end today's episode and also point everybody back at episode one, Who Am I? Because that really goes deep into what Daisy just said about how you behave. Who you are is how you behave. And it's such an important topic. So if you haven't listened to episode one, jump in there and listen now. Thanks for your support out there, guys. Thanks to all our listeners. Thanks to all of those of you who have sent us financial backing. We are most appreciative of your support and allows us to keep making these episodes for you guys.
Yes.
So make sure you share with your family and friends. And thanks for your time. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you so much. And it's so lovely to see that we're growing and growing. And so many more countries come every week. There's another country showing up where they listen to our episodes. And thank you for the support, even by spreading the word, because I truly believe that with a mindset evolution, that is the evolution that humanity truly needs. And this is how we can make the world a better place, starting with ourselves and our own genius, brilliant mind. And therefore, when we become brain users, we might inspire other brain owners to also become brain users.
I love that. That's beautiful. Thanks for listening, everybody. We are Bald and Blonde.
Mindset Evolution.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Thank you for tuning in to the Bald and Blonde Mindset Evolution podcast. If you love what you're hearing, please subscribe to our podcast. In our show notes, you can find the link to our Facebook group where you can personally connect with Daisy and Kathy, and the link to our website where you can find all of our previous episodes and much more of goodies, so you can get the most value. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That really helps out the show and helps us to get some powerful feedback from you. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you soon.